This tape is called Sex, Satanism, and Sin in the New Age. And this tape should be listened to in conjunction with the tape called The Federal Jungle System and The Prostitute Press. It deals with the public school system and the enforcement of education upon your child, to turn your child into a mongrel, non-individualistic, non-patriotic, liberal-minded zombie who can be controlled by pornography, marijuana, drugs, and the federal government. This is all tied in with the religion we call humanism, which is based on relative truth, sometimes called situation ethics, when it simply means no ethics. It means that the individual egomaniac chooses the particular ethical response he wants to in a certain situation that will benefit him the most. Humanism, of course, is a religion and is called religion by the humanists themselves. In the official organ of the American Humanist Association, November-December 1966, called The Humanist, the executive director, Tolbert H. McCroll, M-C-C-A-R-O-L-L, writes that humanism is the religion of the future, and says that humanism will be the largest religious body in the future. Lloyd Morain, M-O-R-A-I-N, former president of the American Humanist Association, stated in the Seeker Circle by Claire Chambers, Belmont, H.A., Western Island Publishing Company, page 92, quote, down through the ages, men have been seeking a universal religion or way of life. Humanism shows promise of becoming a great world faith. Humanists are content with fixing their attention on this life and on this earth. Theirs is a religion without God, divine revelation, or scripture. Another humanist leader, Edwin H. Wilson, observed, quote, many well-known thinkers have given voice to the hope of religious humanism that a comprehensive world religion will develop through the creative process of our times. John Dewey, in his book, A Common Faith, believe we have all the materials available for such a faith. You'll find a discussion of this in what we call the Saul Syndrome, in our book called The Christian's Handbook of Philosophy and Science, where John Dewey and these fellows all play preacher and use such terms as God, doctrine, faith, missionary, and preaching to refer to atheism. Humanism is a religion. In the March 1978 issue of Education Leadership, James Uphoff offered a broad definition of religion, which envisions religion as any faith or set of values to which an individual or group gives ultimate loyalty, such as ethical culture, secularism, scientism, or humanism. In the Texas Tech Law Review, attorney John W. Whitehead and former Congressman John Conlon published a lengthy article entitled The Establishment of the Religion of Secular Humanism and Its First Amendment Implications. These lawyers cited several court decisions that have ruled or referred to humanism as a religion. For example, one federal court in Reed versus Van Hoven has held that in light of the decided cases, the public schools, as between theistic and humanist religions, must carefully avoid any program of indoctrination in ultimate values. That judge called theistic beliefs religions and humanistic beliefs religions, and said the public schools must avoid any program of indoctrination. Every public school system in America is indoctrinated with humanism. Get that tape called The Federal Jungle System, The Federal Jungle Schools. Get it and listen to it. Document it. Humanism is based on the following religious beliefs. 1. Disbelief in God. 2. Belief in evolution. 3. Rejection of absolute morals. 4. Deification of man. And 5, belief in the innate goodness of man to govern the world equitably. That is, humanism is a Disney World fairy tale for grown-ups, composed of 5 tragic jokes. Disbelief in God, which is fatal to any country, belief in evolution, which shows the people are insane, rejection of absolute morals, making every man his own God, deification of somebody that a maggot will eat and you can suck up in a vacuum cleaner, and belief in the innate goodness of somebody who's tried for 6,000 years to have peace on earth and has fought more wars and killed more people in the last 90 years than in the 2,000 years preceding it. That's the foundation of this new religion. 5 jokes. Boffers. The NEA, the National Education Association, teaches your child the following things in the school in line with this new humanistic religion. 1, abortion on demand, equal rights amendment, decriminalization of prostitution, approval of homosexuality and lesbianism, leniency in pornography, children's rights over parents' rights, legalization of dope, especially marijuana, gambling accepted, and national weakness through unilateral disarmament. That's what your child is taught in the middle school. In June 1975, 2,000 futurists met for the second General Assembly of the World Future Society in Washington, D.C. Now, these people are called futurists. They profess to know the future. And they profess that you must submit to their plan for the future, otherwise you must be eliminated. This is found in Francis Schaeffer's Whatever Happened to the Human Race, Old Tappan, New Jersey, Fleming and Revell Company, 1979, documented on page 225. They endorse the concept of sapientiary authority. Isn't that pretty? You know what that is? That's Adolf Hitler. A social structure in which wise men selected by merit would be deeply involved in the governmental decision-making process. It naive, declared Theobald, to deny the necessity for some kind of competent elite. That's Adolf. That's exactly what Adolf Hitler said. Daniel Bell, professor of sociology at Harvard University, sees an elite composed of select intellectuals. He writes in the chapter entitled Who Will Rule in the Coming of Post-Industrial Society that the university or some other knowledge institute will become the central institution of the next 100 years because of its role as the new source of innovation and knowledge. Who's he? He's a professor at a university. You know what he said? He said, I'm fit to rule the world. We'll rule it. That's what Aristotle taught. The world should be run by philosophers. You know what Hitler taught? He taught it ought to be run by Germans. You say, what's the difference? Nothing. Me first, you next. Dog eat dog. You know who thought Karl Marx should run the world? Lazy bums like himself that wouldn't work but were entitled to a share of the wealth. Society thus turns into a technocracy where the determining influence belongs to technicians. That's what Adolf said. That's what the Gestapo was called. They were called technicians. Bell sees that in the final analysis, the whole state, its business, education, government, even the daily pattern of the ordinary man's life, becomes a matter of control by the technocratic elite. That's Hitler. But magnified 1,000 times. Now, the daily pattern of the ordinary man's life is to be controlled by the university professor. Although the humanist elite, as Schaeffer called them, are determined to turn America into an amoral humanistic socialist state similar to Russia, it is not inevitable, at least according to Tim LaHaye in his work on the Battle for the Mind, page 149. However, it is absolutely inevitable for the Antichrist to take over, and he will take over. The real futurists have a book that tells them about the future. And the real futurists are not professors or technicians in charge of technocracy. The futurists are the people that believe the book of Revelation. As a matter of fact, the belief in the book of Revelation is called the futuristic view, if it's premillennial. Now, here's what's going on with the New Age, the Aquarian New Age movement. And here's what they're being taught and will be taught by the National Education Association. The children of the future will serve a one-world government and live in a one-world culture. This is according to Alice Bailey, Education in the New Age, New York, Lucis Trust, 1954, pages 6 to 8 in the introduction. Secondly, the New Age has a teaching that patriotism to one's country must be abolished and all national barriers must be destroyed. Thirdly, children will accept the Eastern mystical religion, for it is to be married to the Christianity of the West to forge a new unified social and religious order. Teenagers and youth are to rebel and revolt against their parents and against authority to help usher in the New Age world order. Youth and all of humanity must accept that the time will inevitably come when grown-ups who refuse to become part of the New Age will have to be killed because they are lowly germs like an infection. The same work, page 111 to 112. That's what Hitler did. They're called Hitler Youth. And the aged and feeble and crippled were exterminated. In the New Age, the traditional family unit is not desirable for the New Age. Children belong to the government, to the community, not to their parents. A new kind of family unit must inevitably come into existence. That accounts, explains all the laws about child abuse and child neglect and the government taking your children out of your hands, the teachers refusing to let you look at the textbooks your children read in the school, and the government kidnapping your children, holding them ransom if you don't meet their guidelines. Young people must be taught to believe in reincarnation and karma rather than the resurrection and judgment teachings of the Bible. This belief must guide behavior, especially sexual conduct. No judgment. God won't hold you accountable for sexual conduct. Absurd and immature notions of sin and guilt must not be imparted to children by teachers, pastors, or parents. You say, what if a preacher gives your child a guilt complex preaching on a sin? He should go to prison. That's what Hitler did. He put them in concentration camps if they didn't go with the Third Reich. Children ought to be taught that all religions are equally worthwhile and it doesn't matter in which God one believes. Why are they equally worthwhile when they don't have hymn books? How do you figure witchcraft, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Judaism, and paganism are equal to Bible-believing Christianity when they don't have any songs about their founder? Where are the songs in a Jewish hymnal about Moses? Where are the songs in a Buddhist hymnal about Buddha? As far as that goes, where are the songs in a Mohammedan's hymnal about Muhammad, if he's such a great prophet? They're equal. They must not have any joy. People who have joy sing. That's a manifestation of joy. 500 songs about one man in one book. And it's on the same level with four religions who don't have any song books about their founder. What's wrong with these New Age people? Well, that's easy. They're stupid. And they have isolated mentalities. They're not very world-minded. The new generation of youth must recognize that Jesus did not come to save or convert anybody because no one is lost. There's a definitive statement in this, which is to be taught to your child as part of the humanistic movement. This comes from Alice Bailey's work, The Reappearance of the Christ, New York, Lucis Trust, 1948. And the quotation is as follows. Jesus did not come to convert the heathen world, for in the eyes of the Christ and of his true disciples, no such world exists. Quote, give your father the devil, the lust of your father you will do. Quote, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Quote, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Quote, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Quote, he that is of God heareth God's word, you hear them not because you're not of God. Quote, no man can come to the Father unless the Son reveal him. Quote, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Quote, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Quote, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, many there be that go in thereat. Quote, you're born in the world alone without hope and without God. Quote, you were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Quote, the whole world lieth in the wicked one. Quote, he came to deliver us from this present evil world. Quote, do you want some more? You know what's wrong with that blockheaded lady that wrote that crap? She's stupid. She needs remedial reading. She learned so many values and clarification values and domestic family courses and sociological studies in her home studies for adjusting to the lifestyles of those with differing values. She forgot to learn how to read. You're to be taught that Christian doctrines such as that of heaven and hell and judgment must be discarded and the theology of the Old Testament must be repudiated. Quote, no one of any true reasoning power or with any true belief in God and a God of love accepts the heaven of the churchmen or has any desire to go there. Still less do they accept the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. That's a quotation. That is the New Age. That's the movement. That's Alice Bailey again, page 146. Quoted in Ravaged by the New Age by Texa Mars and published in 1989 by Living Truth Publishers, Austin, Texas, zip code 78745, page 23. A new world religion must be established without Jesus Christ as Lord or Savior. The coming New Age world religion will emphasize the unity of all religions while rejecting Jesus Christ's statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what you're to get in grade school and middle school. The ranks of the New Age include such notables as Prince Philip of Great Britain, Ted Turner, head of the cable news network, Willy Brandt, former chancellor of West Germany, John Fetzer, communications baron, owner of the Detroit Tigers, Robert Mueller, former assistant secretary general of the United Nations, U.S. Senator Claiborne Pell, a dabbler in psychic phenomena, Dr. Joanna Salk, inventor of the polio vaccine, Edgar Mitchell, former NASA astronaut, Norman Vincent Peale, positive thinker, who advocated communication with the dead, George Lucas, movie director of Star Wars, Lawrence Rockefeller, Catholic priest Matthew Fox, and so forth and so on. Out in Hollywood, the fornicating dopeheads and adulterous queers and prostitutes and sluts back up the New Age to a remarkable extent. Among them, Tina Turner, good old Cher, Sharon Gless, Ali Sheedy, Willie Nelson, Richard Gere, John Denver, Gilda Radner, Michael Jackson, Sigourney Weaver, Linda Evans, and on and on. Reincarnation, of course, is an excuse for killing unborn babies. Then we have a top-selling book in the market today called The New Age Baby Name Book by Sue Browder, which contains 3,000 baby names published by Warner Books. The author says, quote, if you're looking for a magical or astrological name, you will find some delightful names used in incantations to summon or exorcise spirits, plus deity names from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And there follow such names as Kisna, Hanuman, Siva, Rama, Vali, Devi, Sakti, and Ratri. Bible recommends for New Age babies such Hindu names as Ram, meaning God, Singha, Lion, Gupta, Protector, Anatta, Bliss, and Das, Slave. Pagan religions for a jungle culture. Aren't these nice names for your kids? So what's that from? That's from a country where people starve in the streets at night at the rate of almost 50 a day. and where cows and cobras are considered sacred. You see, it's a scientific religion. In the New Age movement, there is no Antichrist, no Satan, or no devil. Chanting and other meditation rituals are used and to be taught to the children in grade school. One of the famous writers, Rita Lucy, has the Lord's Prayer for Children, published by DeVros and Company Publishers, 1981. And there we read on page 5, quote, "Heaven is the home of God, and heaven is our home too. Heaven is also an action of your happiness, like petting your dog, riding your tricycle, playing games. This means you too are God. Your thought and your speaking is a form of energy, and this too is God." The Lord's Prayer is recommended in the Casey readings as an ideal affirmation to use before meditation. They say when we pray Our Father, we recognize the brotherhood of all mankind, the presence of God in everyone. There's no mention of God in everyone anywhere in the so-called Lord's Prayer, and the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 is not the Lord's Prayer, it's the disciples' prayer. And the Our Father in the passage was a prayer given to Jews as a nation who had God for their father as a nation. In a Catholic priest magazine called Creation, linguist specialist Neil Douglas Klotz falsely asserts that when Jesus told his disciples to pray in my name, he actually meant to pray with my light or method. He also offers us a New Age translation of the Our Father in the Lord's Prayer. This, Douglas Klotz explains, doesn't mean the male word for father. Instead, he claimed that in the Aramaic language, this word is comparable to the sacred Hindu phrase or mantra of Om, Aum, simply meaning a sound or vibration. The calling cards of the New Age are legendary. A mini Bazooka Joe comics book inside a bubblegum package depicts two kids asking a third kid why he's sitting in a lotus-type position. "Practicing meditation," the third child replies. "It fills me with inner peace." Imagine that inside a bubblegum package. Mother's Cookies recently included for kids a baseball-type movie tale card inside each package. The card mentioned that inside each person was a hidden entity or prince. The card included this message: "There is an inner self inside each of us yearning to be discovered, known, and unconditionally loved." Collectible bubblegum cards put out by the Topps Chewing Gum Corporation feature the Garbage Pail Kids. One mother recently wrote me about these humorous cards for kids, said, "I was surprised and shocked at the open blatant suggestions about suicide and the occult, and the horrifying violence all presented in a funny context." A recent ad in a major magazine for children's book entitled The Door to the Secret City described a young kid, Freddie, and his imaginary friend, an angel named Daniel. In essence, this is a horror book that encourages kids to invite demons into their lives. Pat Robertson's Christian Broadcasting Network, now called the Family Network, glowingly endorsed the book and said Freddie should serve well to lift young people out of their problems into that wonderful dimension of imagination and make-believe. What a splendid cause. The Sears catalog, entitled Style Special Edition, dated July 31st, 1988, features smiling, vigorous young girls wearing a number of T-shirts and tops with satanic and New Age symbols. One is wearing a top with a number of squiggle Aquarius water bearer lines, upside-down sixes, sun signs, and triangles. On the front of one T-shirt is emblazoned the supposed peace symbol. Peace symbol, which of course is the British semaphore for nuclear disarmament. And the circle contains an upside-down twisted cross signifying that Satan is victorious over Jesus Christ. Macy's department stores have an advertisement. It's the New Order clothing for teenagers sold by Macy's department stores. Inside each garment is a label permanently sewn in the shirt, which says, confusion, chaos, darkness, dire, then destiny's emergence with much desire, a grander horizon, expanded new border, new order, novum secularum. That's what's on your dollar bill, didn't you ever read it? Over there by the pyramid, a new order has arisen. Page 51 of the work by Texemarz, or Texemarz, T-E-X-E-M-A-R-R-S, says, the New Age has for decades unquestionably been the major influence in the drug epidemic. This modern plague began in earnest in the 60s with the invasion of the Hindu gurus and Eastern mysticism, invited in by such mystical rock stars as the Beatles, Cher, Bob Dylan, and the Grateful Dead. One New Age writer said that drugs became, for many New Ages, an initiate, for many New Age initiates, a path to Xanadu. One unidentified New Ager was quoted by Marilyn Ferguson in the Aquarian Conspiracy as exclaiming, I learned from LSD about alternative realities, and suddenly all Bibles made sense. So while the stupid idiots at the White House encouraged kids to, quote, just say no to drugs, the New Age authorities and change agents in the public school are laughing at them. And so are the musicians. The newest transformational drug of choice, page 52, is a powerful mind-warping chemical compound called ecstasy. Newsweek magazine states, April 15, 1985, this is the drug that LSD was supposed to be. It is called MDMA, or ecstasy. Its users say it has the incredible power to make people trust one another, to banish jealousy, and to break down barriers. A New York writer who tried it compares it to a year of therapy in 2 hours. Drug abuse clinics have begun to see kids who take a dozen or more doses a day to achieve an ecstasy high. Apparently, the nation is on the verge either of a tremendous breakthrough in consciousness or a lot more kids too strung out to come in from the rain. Underground laboratories produce ecstasy as fast as it can be sold. New Age leaders are pushing for legalization. It's part of a social movement, says Rick Doblin of Berkeley's Earth Metabolic Design Foundation. As New Week concluded, ecstasy, because it promotes an emotional union with the world at large, a major New Age goal is, quote, the drug of choice of those who identify with the global consciousness and romantic ecology of the New Age movement. What does that mean? That means the global hallucinations of the Disney World fairy tale for the New Age nuts. Here's the Girl Scout slogan for the Greater Minneapolis Girl Scout Council. Think globally, act locally. New Age slogan by the Planetary Initiative for the World We Choose. Think globally, act locally. In the work on planethood, we read by Benjamin Ferenz and Ken Keyes, Jr., think globally, act locally. Donald Key, New Age organizer for Earth at Omega, says, think globally, act locally. You know what that means? Turn your community over to the world. Turn your community over to the United Nations. You know what that means? That means on a local level, get rid of local laws and come under international law. Every child dreams of one day going to Disneyland or Disney World, and their minds are flooded with thoughts of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duke, and Goofy, and Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson? Yep, he's there too, starring in a New Age fantasy epic called Captain EO. And now the New Age proudly presents Walt Disney, Michael Jackson, and Captain EO. And there she goes. First you discover that the film is playing at Disney's Magic Eye Theater. In the New Age religion, the magic eye or third eye is the energy point in the forehead, which is supposedly opened by the one person, which is supposedly opened once. The person is initiated by his master, Satan. Captain EO also has a logo in the form of a triangle. We know the triangle is an occult symbol meaning the unholy trinity. It also represents the sex act. George Lucas, the director of the New Age saga Star Wars, produced Captain EO for Disney, and singer and teenage heartthrob Michael Jackson, the world's greatest neuter, a fervent New Ager, starred in the film. The plot of the New Age religion is found in this work to the core. Captain EO is a savior who dispels the illusion which holds a queen and her people in bondage. She's held in chains because she believes in both black and white. You see, that is, of course, no such thing as black and white, you know. According to this bunch here, they're all the same. Into the picture comes the Savior. During the film, moviegoers aren't treated to grandiose special effects. Using the power of music, dance, and light to fill the planet with all the shades of the rainbow, the EO crew overcome the evil witch by turning the land into a magical world of color and happiness. So there, that's how she goes. The Queen's people, everyone on the planet, believe in both black and white, and they're all prisoners of illusion. You see, the truth is there's no black and white, according to Michael Jackson, because he's gray. Now, this is the theme you'll find repeated over and over again on our tape on the prostitute press and on the federal jungle system. I'll repeat it one more time. The goal of all modern education and science and all modern politics is one goal: to get rid of differences. Why? To get rid of war. How will these futurists achieve this? They will bring in three world wars. One is described in Revelation 6, one is described in Revelation 19, and one is described in Revelation 20. So they will talk mostly about peace. Their solution for the world's problems is amazingly simple. They believe if you can make the black people white and make the white people black, make the Oriental Occidental and the Occidental Oriental, and convert the women into men and, quote, the men into women, and convert Catholicism into Protestantism and Protestantism into Catholicism, that by erasing distinction and forcing things to be equal that are not equal, you can bring in peace. That is the New Age movement, that's the National Education Association, that's the ACLU, and that is the present United Nations setup. It's the same setup. On page 64 of the work by Mars, Ravaged by the New Age, you will find the occult symbolism of Satanism has made its way into the Girl Scouts and shows up on the proficiency badges, the interest project patches, and the insignia for the uniforms. And there they sit, 25 of them. The Girl Scouts present the yin and yang badge of Taoism, the occult, with the circle, with the black and white touching each other on it, and the black and the white, and the white and the black. The S, of course, stands for Satan. Donald Key, in his important New Age book, Earth at Omega, identified a number of high echelon New Age organizations that are behind the slogan, Think Globally, Act Locally. He says the original inventors of the Planetary Initiative were the leaders of the Association for Humanistic Psychology, the Club of Rome, the Global Education Associates, the United Nations Association, and of course, Planetary Citizens. The NASA patches for kids are loaded with occult symbols and meanings in regards to Satanism. You'll find 8 of them reproduced on page 72 of the work by Mars. According to this book, the first thing that the New Age has to do is to destroy the faith of children in Jesus Christ and the Bible. Page 77. The way to do this is in the public school system. There are 4 main books used for this, called the Spiritual Teaching for Children series. Volume 1 is called God Loves Us All. This New Age belief in the Son as Father God and the Earth as Mother God is taught. think of Father as being the Son and Mother God as being like the Earth. That's Jenny Dent, the Spiritual Teaching for Children series, New Lands, England, White Eagle Publishing Trust, 1982, volumes 1 to 4. Quote, Mother God is often called Divine Mother, and we can picture her also as a beautiful woman. She is so close to all women, especially mothers, and helps them to be wise and loving with their children. She is close to all children, too, and will help and comfort you if you feel unhappy. This is a Mother Goddess. The Catholics call her Mary. In Revelation 17, she's called the Mother of Hearts and Abomination to the Earth. There is no Mother Goddess in heaven. 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's one mediator between God and man, and it's not a person, it's a man. The man, Christ Jesus. Finally, this little piece of book says that everybody is in Christ. It doesn't matter what we believe or do. We are all part of God's great family. You can believe anything, do anything. And you're in Christ as part of God's family. Isn't that nice? That's page 12 of the work by Jenny Dent. Who does that include? Bloody Mary and Adolf Hitler, Jim Jones, the son of Sam, and Charles Manson. It does not matter what we believe or do. Sky is the limit. Traffic and dope. Rape your little sister. Kill your mother. It does not matter what we believe or do. We are all part of God's great family. The part of God in all people is like a little light. Some people call this the Christ. It shines in people who believe in God and people who don't believe in God. One book is called Where is Heaven? And the answer to this is very simple. When we go to sleep at night, we leave our earthly body and go into our body of light in the heaven world. We remember some things about our time in heaven world and the people there, including perhaps someone we love whose earth body has died. You say, where is hell? There is no book on hell put out for children. Hell doesn't exist. In volume 3 of Jenny Dent's Spiritual Teachings for Children, on the giant jigsaw, we find heaven is simply the spirit world. Life on earth is rather like being at school. When the term ends, we take off our school uniform and have a vacation, a holiday in the heaven world, where we rest and get ready for another term on earth. Reincarnation. Exactly what the 50 people that starve to death at night over in Bombay and Calcutta believe in and have believed in for centuries. One of the most poverty-stricken, dirty, filthy places in the world is the place where that's taught. By their fruits you shall know them. In the same work, you understand this stuff is approved of by Congress and now being taught in the schools as the thing goes. Volume 3, page 8. In families, a mother and son might be husband and wife in another life, or brother and sister. We can change our sex in different lives. That's called incest. Or you get your sex changed by an operation. Then we have in Volume 4 great teachers such as Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Jesus, and Moses. Moses is Christ's equal. Quote, page 91 in Ravaged by the New Age, Jesus of Nazareth prepared for many lives for his incarnation as a world teacher. After Jesus' death, his followers started to insist that only he was the Son of God and that people could only be saved by believing in him. Jesus himself did not mean for people to worship him. He didn't. Well, why didn't he straighten Thomas out then when Thomas bowed down to him and said, My Lord, my God? Why didn't he straighten out the blind man when he said, Who is he that I, Lord, I might believe on him? And Christ said, I am he, and the man worshipped him. You call that a teacher equal to Moses? a teacher would lie and commit sacrilege and let people worship him when he did not mean for people to worship him? You call that a great teacher? Fire him. When Christ in the boat, the disciples came and worshiped him, he never even corrected them. You call that a good teacher? I'd call that a lousy teacher. Listen, if Jesus Christ was not God incarnate in the flesh, he got just what he deserved. He one of the biggest sacrilegious blasphemers that ever lived. You understand? Now, I know some of you are not able to take that kind of a stand, but that's because you're a hypocrite. And if you weren't, you'd come clear one way or the other. You telling me that Jesus Christ was a great teacher when he said he'd give rest to everybody that came to him? Why, if he wasn't God, how could he give rest to everybody that came to him? You mean to tell me Jesus Christ was a great teacher when he said that no man could get to God the Father except by him, and knew he was lying when he said it? And he's a greater teacher as Moses? Some deal, Lucille. Then we are told that Jesus didn't really die on the cross. Then we're told that Buddha and Krishna were better teachers than Jesus. Hinduism, page 93, is a religion that worships sex and the sexual union of male and female. In huge teeming Calcutta, India, each year, a wild and raucous, bizarre sex festival is held in honor of Kali, the Hindu mother goddess. Indian men parade up and down the streets of Calcutta, past cheering demonstrative throngs of people and onlookers, holding up for everyone to see papier-mâché and other replicas of male and female sex organs. The tourists and local people alike buy and cherish thousands of fetishes, small figurines, pictures of the male penis and female vagina. Well, that's the Hindu stuff is? Well, that's Om. That's reincarnation. That's what to be taught in the schools as equal with biblical Christianity. Page 95 is imperative that New Age and Hindu teachers alike believe that children be introduced to New Age concepts and religious theories at a very early age. One major reason is their common belief in an invisible third eye centered in the forehead above the two physical eyes. New Agers believe that if a person is not started early in youth to develop the opening of his or her third eye, he will become atrophied, closed, and dead. This is what happens, they claim, when Christian fundamentalists infect children with their hateful, Jesus-only Bible teachings. It is therefore necessary, says Alice Bailey's spirit guide, Dwajal Kool, quote, that opportunities be created to train the child from his earliest breath. From the cradle to the grave. Get the tape on the jungle, the federal jungle system, and you'll see how this is carried out. It is carried out by subversive agents, that's what they call themselves, called change agents, that's what they're called by the government, in the public school system sponsored by the federal government. It'll all be documented in that tape. Get that tape and see how they plan to take your children away from you. Dr. Frank Alper of the Gabriel's Horn magazine says, cited page 96, the key answer, believe it or not, is the children. If we take one generation of children and keep them enlightened, in three generations the whole world will be spiritually awakened. But we have to start with one generation of children and raise them that way. That is, raise them as sex maniacs who believe in reincarnation and reject the Word of God. That's how it's done. This means that Christian parents endanger the spiritual health of their children. And this is documented. Christians are evil because they oppose world unity. And that's documented. Quote, the future will increasingly see the needs of children from a very young age being met outside the home. It seems apparent that state, national, and global agencies should be in the forefront of the movement toward providing child care facilities. Meaning what? Child abuse facilities. Training the child to be a one-world, dope-headed nut. That's Alice Bailey, Children, the World's Most Precious Resource, World Goodwill Publishing Company. Christians are evil because they oppose world unity. In and through community lies the salvation of the world. This is M. Scott Peck, a New Age Christian shrink. Nothing is more important. The human race stands at the brink of self-annihilation. Look at these prophets of gloom. Look at these end-of-the-world religious fanatics. Look at these crazy nuts standing out there in the street corner with signs saying, the world is coming to an end. They're psychiatrists. I'm scared for my own skin. Well, you nut, get your Bible and settle down. I want to save your skin. No thanks, save yourself, well, I'm already saved. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'm one of his people. Too bad you missed it. I need you, and you need me for salvation. Ah, stick it up your nose, fella. We must come into community with each other. Shut your mouth. Don't you give orders to me. You narrow-minded, intolerant, mid-Victorian, puritanical bigot, you. What do you mean, we must come into community with each other? Blow it out your nose, fella. Now, here's a very important book that has been published, called The Book of New Age Cults and Religions. And this shows you how these things pass off in America today through the National Education Association, the public schools, by various terms. And these terms I'm about to list all refer to a one-world, global, integrated, nondescript, neutral mass of clones that live in a dream world sparked by drugs with no moral standards. Here they are. Astarta, the Rosicrucians, the Unity Village, the Church of Today, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Church of Scientology, the Mormons, LDS, the Family of Love, Theosophy, Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Church of All Worlds, the Tara Foundation, The Way, the Divine Light Mission, the Church of Satan, the Waldorf School, the Identity Movement, the Chinook Center, the Esalen Institute, the Temple of Understanding, Sirius, Mark Age, Living Love, the Millennium Society, the Melchizedek Priesthood. Now you understand these groups are all one world groups aiming in one direction. You may not think that Zen Buddhism and the Jehovah Witnesses have much in common, but they certainly do. Michael Jackson is a Jehovah Witness. Mahayana Buddhism, the Great White Brotherhood, the Pacific Institute, the Farm, Yogi Bhajan, the Greens, the Unity School of Positive Christianity, the Unitarian Universalist Church, the Church Universal and Triumphant, the Bear Tribe Medicine Society, Transcendental Meditation, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, Yogaville, the Dawn Horse Fellowship, the Church of New Jerusalem, that's Swedenborg, the Church of Religious Science, the Academy of Future Science, Maharashi International University, the Foundation for Human Understanding, the Ramtha Groups, the Enochian Magic Groups, all the Ancient Wisdom Groups, all the Native American Indian Religious Groups, all the Rudolf Steiner groups, all the mystery religion and mystery school groups, all the goddess groups, all the Jungian groups, the ACLU, the National Education Association, and most of the Democratic senators and Supreme Court judges. Now, we have commented on the Humanist Manifesto and other tapes, which, of course, is a fascist Nazi setup for the Third Reich. It is an elite group of superior people, an oligarchy who control the entire world through enforced legislation, bringing the people in subjection to guidelines and policies under threat of jail or capital punishment. Now we have the Montessori curriculum. One of the new curricula being foisted on your children in the schools is called Montessori. It is called Montessori Method, after the late Maria, that's Mary Montessori. The writer of Ravaged by the New Age holds a graduate degree in education and has taught for 3 universities and supervised educators. And here's what he says. It's all in the official Montessori curriculum, the Mother Goddess, Earth and Nature Worship, that's called Earth Day, or Environmentalism, the occult symbols, the New Age fantasy tales of Atlantis and Lemuria, the Hindu psychology, the Nazi Aryan super race theory, the Egyptian mythologies, the cosmic plan, and the perfect human lie, the universal oneness theme. Now, who is this Maria Montessori, whose education, methods, and thinly veiled religious beliefs are being promoted today in 6,000 public school districts across the United States? 3,000. Even some of her staunchest supporters admit that she and fascist in Italy Benito Mussolini worked closely together in the 1920s and 30s. Both of them were good Roman Catholics. At one time, Mussolini was at one time the president of the Montessori Society of Italy. Maria's fame as Mary then spread to Nazi Germany, where the Montessori method found favor with Adolf Hitler's educational method. Montessori was a great friend of the occult group Theosophy. Hindu leader Gandhi praised her work and her method. She had a system of cosmic education. Today, the Montessori method of positive education is taught at the New Age commune of Elizabeth Clare Prophet, head of the occultic church Universal and Triumphant in California and Montana. Thousands of independent and church-related Montessori schools have sprung up across the nation and the world, many begun by ardent New Agers and occultists. The North American Montessori Teachers Association glowingly described the influence of Maria on the new educational method. This method can be helped to bring in world peace. Now, as we said before, that's the goal of all this bunch of one-worlders. They don't care if anybody dies and goes to hell as long as the war doesn't break out. They don't care if you spend the rest of your life in a concentration camp as long as the war doesn't break out. They are more afraid of war than they are God or death or hell. Now, the religion that is returning to the schools after the Bible Christian religion has been taken out is the Montessori, the Roman Catholic Maria method. That's what's being put in. Dr. Cuddy observes, the problem with this is that if the Supreme Court recently declared even a moment of silent meditation unconstitutional because it might be religiously related, then certainly the aforementioned instruction of public schools would be unconstitutional as well. In plain words, meditation is back in the school. Jim McClellan, a host of Trinity Broadcasting Network's Joy television program, related that his younger son had come home from school one day with a copy of the satanic textbook, The Book of Shadows, in his hand. This is cited on page 145. He explained to his dad that the kids were studying witchcraft in class. Shocked, Jim called the local ACLU and said, would you consider tackling a case in which religion is being taught in the public schools? They said, yes, indeed. Well, said Jim, the case involved the teaching of the Church of Wicca, witchcraft. Oh, we're not interested, the ACLU representative snapped. We thought you meant that Christianity was being taught. There it is. The ACLU is not for American civil liberties. It's for the liberties of witches. Got it? In Buffalo, New York, page 144, an elementary school teacher led her students through a silver mind control visualization exercise so they could actually see and talk with the long dead spirits of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other famous men from the dead. In Round Rock, Texas, fourth graders of a world culture class were told by their teacher to put their backs against the wall, stretch forth their arms and hands, and chant, "All hail the power of the mighty globe." That hymn was called All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. but you got out of the classroom, then shut the classroom door where the fourth graders couldn't be checked on, and told them to hail the power of the mighty globe. You know what's going to happen to the mighty globe? It's going to melt with a fervent heat, 2 Peter chapter 3. And you want a nut like that teaching your kid in the fourth grade? Guideline has found that education in the new age, say this, and if you get our tape on the federal jungle system, you'll see this amplified and documented over and over again. This is Alice Bailey again, Education in the New Age, page 10, quote, young people will be graded into two groups, the mystical, under which heading one would group those with religious, artistic, and more impractical tendencies, and the occult, which would include the intellectual, scientific, and mental types. By the time a child is 17, the training given should have enabled him to strike his note clearly and should have indicated the pattern into which his life impulses were probably run. The occult or the mystical? Quit dope and sex. That's what you call in America, quote, quality education, unquote. Now, what about the children of the inferior Christian race? Bailey says, the imposition of the New Age ways in education upon a child who is basically Atlantean or early Aryan in his consciousness is a fruitless task and will really do little to help him. It is for this reason that a careful analysis of the child must be made from the very moment of birth. Then, with as full information as possible, the educator will endeavor to meet the need of the major types of children. No parents are involved. Christian children ought to be treated as an ignorant and inferior species incapable of learning. They are to be victimized by discrimination, backed up by the American Civil Liberties Union. Did you ever read Marvel Comics that put out a whole issue to deify Pope John Paul? In the Gargoyle comic book from put out by Marvel Comics, one of the cartoon characters says, I am the master of the shadows and I claim this church as my own. I smell blood, the blood of the Lamb. He's here. Drive him out. The comic books are the perfect medium for satanic education. And they picture the Christian church as monstrously evil. And the New Age heroes come to the rescue. In the Gargoyle comic books, the Druids are pictured falsely as a superior true religion of great worth and great value, with the sun god and the mother goddess. And here are some beautiful comic books reproduced for you on page 159, page 164, page 167, page 170, and 171, 173. They are remarkable. They are nude and semi-nude women with all the parts exposed for kids between the age of 5 and 12. Female apparitions, demon spirits, and unbecoming references to Bible prophecy are commonplace in today's warped comics. One series of books is called Warlord, one is called Inferno. Then we have Mr. Mystic, which is the story of a reincarnated Salem witch who comes back as a heroine, a heroine, to avenge Mother Earth of the pollution to her environments. This is cutting the lumber industry down to save the white owl. But it's a witch in Salem that helps you spare the white owl. Then we have the comic book series Samuri, Mistress of the Martial Arts. And in these, Samuri, Mistress of the Martial Arts, are picture after picture of the bottom side of women naked. Everything exposed. And nothing in Penthouse or Playboy is any more pornographic. Pictures are found on page 173. baby sacrificed to devils, and the female goddesses wearing G-strings, and the garters of the professional prostitute. Four children under 12. In Boulder, Colorado, an 11-year-old boy was given the book The Headless Cupid by a school library. This book favorably tells the story of a young girl who is practicing to be a witch. Alarm, an adult neighbor of the boy visited the school, Whittier Elementary, and inquired why the book won the prestigious Newbery Honor Award and meets very strict school guidelines, he was informed. Guidelines? The Headless Cupid, according to one reviser, in a book called More Controversy Over Witches, The Educational Reporter, November 1988, page 2, says it contains many graphic descriptions of occult practices and effectively teaches our youth how to enter into witchcraft. The book makes the occult exciting and mysterious. The reader is never told the danger of fooling with the occult. But it won the Secular World's Vaunted Newbery Honor Award, so practically every school and public library system in America has that book on the shelf for the kids. No Bible. The Bible is not allowed on the school campus, even in a school that had the book in the library for reference. You'll find my documentation of that bit of stuff in an issue of the Bible Believer's Bulletin. But this is by no means the only witchcraft book for kids. A good example is a book called Little Witches, Big Night, where the witch is made into a genuinely likable character. Then you have the big bad dragon, who's really a fine fellow, and the dragons of North Chittenham, a young boy and a dragon communicate through psychic powers to bring to the world a new age of peace and love between dragons and men. Page 184. Christianity, of course, is a myth. Page 185. Page 191, we have a reference to a book by Shel Silvestrin. His poem called Someone Ate the Baby. Quote, consider this black, supposedly humorous poem for kids from an award-winning author named Shel Silvestrin. Quote, someone ate the baby, it's rather sad to say. Someone ate the baby so she won't be out to play. We'll never hear her whiny cry or have to feel if she's dry. We'll never hear her asking why somebody ate the baby. It's absolutely clear someone ate the baby. Someone ate the baby because the baby isn't here. We'll give away her toys and clothes. We'll never have to wipe her nose. Dad said that's the way it goes. Someone ate the baby. I simply can't imagine who would go and burp eat the baby. The comment on that piece of fine, humorous children's poetry is, there can be little doubt we are raising our kids to be monsters. Adolf Hitler and his jackbooted Nazi Gestapo would be proud of the progress we are making in America in raising our kids to thrive on chaos, meanness, and inhuman acts of butchery. If you don't believe it, read the daily newspaper. Now, the little more that needs to be said. What needs to be said has been said on our works on the federal jungle system and the prostitute press. Victor Scribe, attorney and author of the book Death Penalty for Juveniles, told USA Today that after studying 281 cases of murder by teenagers, he came to the following conclusion. Kids act from impulse. They don't know what death really means. They're quite honestly surprised the victim is dead forever because on television, they're not dead forever. Neither are they in the New Age movement, because they're reincarnated. We have Mighty Mouse snorting on cocaine. We have in the Muppet Show, flying is a matter of belief. Anyone can fly as long as he believes he can. The producer got his idea for the correspondence course, which teaches how to fly, from the guru Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, father of transcendental meditation, who promised his followers that through his own mind power, he could fly. On The Muppet Show, when asked whom he would like to be married to, the character Elmo quickly answers, Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. Who's she? She's a Roman Catholic whore. She'd do anything for money. She'd sing anything for money. She'd wear any kind of clothes for money. She'd sell herself in half a minute. That's The Muppet Show. That's for the kids under 12. Then we have the Psychic Journal. Then we have Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., Superman, Star Wars, Heaven Can Wait, Resurrection. All the fake imitation Bible stuff. One of these deluded jackasses says Steven Spielberg, who produced E.T., the maggot, may well have been the Joseph spoken of in the Bible, whose dreams inspired Pharaoh's kings and the common man alike. Just as nutty as a fruitcake. Another crazy nut said the Aquarian age is air, signifying that it works through mind and ideas and beliefs. No, it signifies you're an airhead. You're spaced out. Mighty Mouse reaches into his cape and pulls out and snorts cocaine, April 23rd, 1988. That's for kids under 8 years old. The man responsible for Mighty Mouse, Ralph Boxey, created the first X-rated pornographic cartoon, Fritz the Cat, in 1972, and Playboy magazine helped finance that pornographic cartoon. That's Mighty Mouse for the kiddies. Pound Puppies is a Hanna-Barbera production. This company produces the Smurf Family, another TV cartoon series known to prominently display New Age occultism. In various episodes, Papa Smurf has used candles, satanic pentagrams, and incantations to perform magic. In other programs, the lovable little blue critters practice levitation and charms. Then there's Dungeons and Dragons, with a little lovable little white unicorn named Uni. When the searching kids asked their guide, the dungeon master, where he came from, where his home was, he pointed to the ground and said, halfway between there and here. Center of the earth. Do you know what's in the center of the earth? Why don't you read the National Geographic magazine and find out? It's molten nickel. It's a lake of fire. Then you have the cartoon featuring the magical eye of Thundura, the third eye, with sorcery packed into every episode. Then you have Thundercats with the beast-like hero and yoga exercises. And then we have He-Man, She-Ra, and My Little Pony, popular overseas, mainstream, and so forth and so on. All the same garbage. He-Man, the master of the universe, of many parallels in the New Age occultism, with the all-seeing eye, the red cross, the chest of the He-Man, composed of four triangles, and so forth and so on. Among the recent films for the babysitter and babysitting with your children to glorify Satan are The Golden Child, Hello Again, Star Bright, The Star Stealer, Dune, Jewel of the Nile, The Ninja Films, The Star Wars Trilogy, Cocoon and Cocoon, The Return, All of Me, The Karate Kid, Made in Heaven, The Witches of Eastwick, Robocop, Legend, The Solar Babies, The Mission, Masters of the Universe, Ghostbusters, Superman 4, and The Quest for Peace. All the same stuff. Along with The Return of the Jedi. One of the Star Wars characters which almost every person in America and Canada and Europe recognize instantly is a master called Yoda. A dwarf-like being with strangely shaped ears. Yoda is a good, lovable, almost godlike character who befriends Luke Skywalker. Who is he? He's the demon Mephistopheles. According to a picture in Manly P. Hall's Occult Classic in 1928. And there's a picture of him on page 215 where you couldn't miss him. The Force, called The Force in George Lucas' Star Wars, is simply the New Age synonym for Lucifer. In his book, The Force, prominent New Age lecturer and author Stuart Weil says, "The Force is this. The Force is an energy that experiences evolution. It is a massive, exhilarating, magnanimous, beyond description, perhaps you might want to call it God. The Force loves you. Love of the Force sets you free." That's in a book called The Force by Stuart Weil. God doesn't love you, and Christ doesn't set you free. The Force loves you, and the Force sets you free. Free to do what? Now, on top of this, of course, comes the toy industry with Dungeons and Dragons, Nintendo, and Occult Adventures, the Master of the Universe series, Ram Man and Beast Man, Dungeons and Dragons, Wizard and Warriors, so forth and so on. And now for the kids, Turmoil in the Toy Box, official Dungeons and Dragons, Evil Nightmare, an evil horse-like creature kept alive by black magic, the Nightmare, the sinister mount of Warduke, evil fighter, and other evil characters. What makes a Nightmare even more dangerous is that it can fly and attack enemies without a rider to command, all this stuff. And the action toy encountered called Skeletor, manufactured by Mattel, Dark Dragon, evil battle beast, the inhumanoids, their eyes glow in the dark, their rotten tree trunks that spring to life as monsters. Then you have the Myths and Monsters card game for your birthday, more masks to color, cut out, and wear, the Crystal Warrior. You will find sorcery, wizardry, crystals, disguise, satanic symbols, and the sexy women in all the activity books. The Mask of the Unicorn, Ram's Head, and other satanic masks are offered to the kids in the activity book to color, and to cut out, and to wear. In Josephine Bradley's book, In Pursuit of the Unicorn, Corte Madera, California, 1980, page 51, 58, and 59, we read what the occult to say about the unicorn. The unicorn is a god. He demands servitude and sacrifice. He stands out of reach, as fixed and brilliant as the stars. Hail, unicorn, god of knowledge. The unicorn stands alone. It keeps watch down corridors of time. The past, the future meet in the presence of the unicorn. The darkness and light become one. No black and white. Yan and yin. Neutral. Gray. Michael Jackson. The clone. The book on Ravaged by the New Age ends with this comment. The sad and frightening fact is that many of today's toys and games are reminders of the power of Satan. Society is breeding an entire generation of monsters. It is no wonder then that in the 60s kids tripped out on drugs, but today our kids are tripping out on Satanism. What's that? That's the logical end of the Humanist Manifesto. That's the end. And that stuff we read you here is not only tolerated by the NEA, but practiced in the school system, the federal school jungle. And as I said before, you need two other tapes with this tape here. One is called the Prostitute Press, and one is called the Federal Jungle System. And those tapes with this tape here will show you what your child is up against and has been up against since about 1970. Some of it, of course, the Prostitute Press, since about 1950. And it explains why you have a generation of people that can't work, can't believe, don't know God, don't know where they're going, can't defend their country, can't back up right, can't decide what's right and what's wrong, and wind up as welfare recipients of a federal fascist state. It's planned and carried out. And it's carried out primarily by the press and the educators. Or in a word, student, they're the educators. Journalist, there's the press. This explains why the greatest communist leaders are never workers or peasants. They are student journalists. Educators, students, and journalists, the press. Among them, Lenin, Stalin, Marx. And this explains why in the Catholic University of Manila they burn the American flag. It's the students under the change agents who demand the changes. And 20 and 30 years of change have brought Satan and humanism into the school system as a religion. And it brought its fruits with it. For by their fruits you shall know them. Illegitimate babies, minds blown away, welfare bombs, venereal diseases, assaults, robbery, and murder. By their fruits you shall know them. This is man at his best trying to help his fellow man to make the world a better place to live in. And the fruits of such a godless, depraved, pagan belief have always been the same and always will be the same. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid. And Christ said, if a man build his house upon any other rock than the rock of his own teachings and commandments, it would blow away when the storm came. The 20th century is a demonstration of the depravity of man and the total inability of the most outstanding scientists, educators, and religious leaders in the world to do anything but create a great, big, godless, depraved, damnable, hellish, godless mess, which we knew they would create before they started if we believe what the book said. There is no peace on earth, goodwill to men, until there is glory to God in the highest. Luke chapter 2. And since none of this bunch we've been discussing has any intention of giving God the glory at all, you can look for the following things. War, famine, revolutions, assassinations, murder, slavery, VD, depravity, sin, sickness, rebellion, anarchy, chaos, and death. That's the fruit of man trusting in man to help man out so that man with man can be the measure of all things.